Breakfast Briefing on News Talk
with Super Value Car and Home Insurance. Insurance that rewards you at supervalue.ie/insurance.
Let's turn to the national and international media to see what's making the headlines this Wednesday morning. Well, there's two stories in particular really dominating the broadsheets this morning, and that's the Tuam babies and also school closures over investigations into structural safety. We're going to start with the Irish Examiner first this morning. Their headline, Tuam, every infant will be exhumed. And in the Irish Times today, Tuam babies exhumation likely to start next year. This is the story relating to the remains of hundreds of infants buried in a mass grave in Tuam in County Galway. They're going to be exhumed as part of what's described as a full forensic examination of the site of the former mother and baby home. Now, campaigners had been actually waiting almost 20 months for a decision after significant quantities of human remains were discovered at the site back in March 2017. And the Children's Minister, Catherine Zappone, said that the government has agreed to implement this multidisciplinary framework known actually as a humanitarian forensic action as the response to the discovery of the children's remains found at the site. And Minister Catherine Zappone will actually be on News Talk Breakfast after 7 o'clock this morning. Also on that story in the Irish Times today, the paper is reporting, Pat Leahy, their political editor, that the exhumations will have to wait the passage of special legislation, and that's unlikely before next year, seemingly at the earliest. And also in the Independent too today, a photograph of historian Catherine Corliss, who actually her work helped expose the scandal, visiting the site in County Galway, where a list of children's names believed to have died there have actually been posted outside the site. And more on that story in all really of the papers today. The other story dominating most of the broadsheets this morning, and the headline in the front of the Irish Independent today, now 40 schools are in danger of closure. Up to 40 schools built in the last decade are at risk of closure now, as the Department of Education is going to widen their investigation into the structural safety of work by a single contractor. Two primary schools in West Dublin, Tyrrellstown Educate Together and St Luke's National School, are closed from today following structural checks forcing 1,200 pupils to stay at home. Tyrrellstown Community Centre, which is on the same campus as the two primary schools, is also closing temporarily. And of course, we mentioned earlier this week, Ardgillan Community College in Balbriggan in County Dublin has already shut 18 classrooms since Monday because of what's described as significant structural issues of a similar nature to those identified in the two primary schools. More on that story in all of the papers there too this morning. In the Times Ireland edition, their lead today a little bit different. Trump blames Saudis for what's described as one of the worst cover-ups. President to step up pressure over the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. And we heard about that story in our news bulletin there too today. In the tabloids this morning, we'll start with the Irish Daily Mirror. Tuam grave horror, 800 babies dug up. Excavation to identify children who died in the home. And of course, we just spoke about that story a few moments ago. In The Star and The Sun today, both leading with the same story. Their headline this morning, Family Murder Hell Savage, and also Killer Caught on Camera. Details of the sentencing hearing of Anthony Walsh, who was yesterday sentenced to life in prison after he was found guilty of murdering Dermot Byrne. And more on that story in both of those two tabloids today. In The Herald this morning, their headline today, Abuse Drove Me to Kill, relating to the story of an Irish woman who admitted killing her fiancé in Sydney. And in the Irish Daily Mail this morning, they have a different story. The headline, Loner Who Groomed a Dozen Boys on Facebook. Another horrifying example of how fake profiles are used to hook underage social media users. And more in the Daily Mail on that story this morning. Just a few other stories as well making the headlines, just that are worth actually pointing out to today. The presidential debate, according to the Irish Times this morning, their headline, Higgins survives stormy TV debate. Michael D. Higgins came under attack last night during the final presidential debate over his use of the government jet for a trip to Belfast earlier this year. Lots of commentary and analysis, and an interesting piece by Miriam Lord too on that. Page 3 of the Irish Times this morning. Also in the Irish Examiner, another story just worth pointing out too today. Upgrades but no new terminals for Cork and Shannon. New infrastructure including boarding gates, stands, passenger handling facilities are going to be needed for Cork and Shannon, but no new terminal capacity or runways, according to a new report for the government that was published yesterday. Passenger numbers though for Cork for Cork are projected to rise to as many as 4.6 million a year and for Shannon to 3.8 million by 2050. And this is the review of the future capacity needs at Ireland's state airports. Also, another story too today in the Irish Independent, their headline, Nevin's conviction does not prove guilt. Catherine Nevin's conviction for murdering her husband Tom does not actually amount to proof of her guilt, her legal team have claimed in a long-running battle over his estate. Now, Tom Nevin's mother, Nora, initiated proceedings in November 1997, seeking that Nevin be disinherited, but more than two decades later the saga continues and now the Supreme Court must decide whether Nevin's murder conviction can be relied on by his family in their bid to ensure her estate does not benefit from his. Just a few other bits too today. There's actually an interesting piece in the Herald this morning. Swimming to manage anxiety or depression. According to this YouGov poll commissioned by Swim England, 1.4 million adults in the UK have found that swimming has actually had a positive effect on their anxiety and depression. And almost half a million British adults who swap, who also said swimming consistently means that they have less frequent reasons to go to medical professionals in order to discuss their mental health. And we'll just take one very final story this morning. If you're sipping on a cup of tea today, apparently now there's actually going to be a tea-flavoured gin. It's also a story in the Herald too this morning. It's on page 3. Seemingly a refreshing cup of tea now comes in gin form. Barry's have actually teamed up with Blackwater Gin to create what they're describing as the Irish Tea Gin. It's a collaboration between the iconic Irish tea company Barry's and Blackwater Distillery, and it's described here as the gin combining Barry's tea classic blend, also lemons, sweet Spanish oranges, juniper berries and cinnamon. The only thing I can't figure out is whether or not it's served hot or cold, but it's on page 3. Let us know what you think. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. You can also get us on Twitter this morning at Breakfast and Tea, or at myself at Andrea Gilligan. Those are the stories making the headlines this Wednesday morning.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk
with Super Value Car and Home Insurance. Insurance that rewards you at supervalue.ie/insurance.